I teksli to siltola kwa base Roma isahluko shiyagalombili usukele vesini eshumi nashiyagalombili.
Romans 8 from verse 18.
Ngokuba ngithi izinhlupheko zezikhathi samanje azinakulinganiswa nezinkulu nenkazimulo eyakwambulwa kithina.
I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
Ngokuba ukulangazelela kokudaliweyo kulindele ukwambulwa kwabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ngokuba ukudaliweyo kwabekwa phansi kobuse kungengentando yakho kodwa ngaye owakubekayo.
The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it.
Ay, bengithi ngizofunda kuze kube iverse lika 27 ngeke siqetha ngivele ngiyeke nje.
Well, I actually wanted to read.
Esifolayo lapha evesini lokuqala sekwenele.
Actually, I wanted to read until verse 27, but we won't be able to look at all of this. This which we've just read in the first verse or verses is already enough.
Ngingathi lamavesi amithi impela amumetho okuningi.
These verses are so rich, so full of meaning that we won't have enough time to look at all of it.
Kodwa ivesi leshumi nashiyagalombili. Ngokuba ngithi izinhlupheko zesikhathi samanje azinakulinganiswa nenkazimulo eyakwambulwa kithina.
Is there in verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
UPaul umpostoli uthi, nakho-ke ngithi ngokuba ngithi.
Paul, the apostle, says, I say, or I consider.
Ubengangabazi ngalento, ubekhuluma ngakho ngesibindi. Ethi, hey, mina ngithi. Hayi, ukuthi uyangabaza ngalento azoyikhuluma.
He didn't waver. He didn't doubt. He was not uncertain about this. He was sure and boldly you could say that I consider.
Ubekhuluma ngani?
What was he speaking about?
Ukhuluma ngalokho umuntu okholwa yazohlangana nakho.
He spoke about that which a believer would meet up with.
UPauli lapho ependuka eyiswa kumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. UNkuluNkulu wakhuluma naye lo what yani endlini ethize uzofica umpha uSaul. Wathi hawu Nkosi ngezwa okuningi ngaye ngokuthi uyalihlupha ibandla kangakanani. Wathi uJesu akulutho lokho, isitsha esikhethiweyo, hamba uye kuye. Ngizomkhombisa ukuthi uzohlupheka kangakanani ngenxa yegama lam.
When Paul, who was still Saul, got converted and Jesus appeared to him on the way to Damascus and then he was led to that place and afterwards God revealed himself to one of his children, one of his servants, to go to Paul and speak to him. He said, but I know that man and how he is persecuting the church. And Jesus said, that doesn't matter. You go to him and I want to show to him how much you still have to suffer for the sake of my name.
Ubengashumayeli uJesu bengakhulumi njengabafundisi abaningi namhlanje.
Jesus didn't speak or preach like so many ministers today.
Ngezo umunye umfundisi ethi hey phendukani phendukani uma niphenduka niyothola imoto. Phendukani nizothola ingcebo. Nizothola imoto enkulu. Ah uJesu akashumayelanga kanjalo. Wathi isitsha esikhethiweyo ngizomkhombisa ukuthi uzohlupheka kangakanani ngami. Kukhona abafundisi namhlanje emhlabeni abashumayela lelo vangeli. Uma utu mshumayezu mundu. Umbizeze kujesu. Utu wazo. Ngizokutshela ukuthi uzohlupheka kangakanani uma ukholwa. Hayi thina sikholwele imoto. Nemali. Nekhundla. Nezinto eziningi. Yikho sibheda. Emva kwentsuku embili ezintathu.
Some ministers preach and they say, come to Jesus and then you'll get a smart car or you'll be very wealthy. You'll prosper. You'll be blessed. And that's the kind of message that they preach. We are ministers that preach like this, that say, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my sake and for my name. We are ministers that preach that gospel. And that is why we are not worth much. And after 2-3 days, we forsake the faith.
Angisho ukuthi awuna ukuthola ibusiso kodwa uphendukeli kona lokho uphenduka ngoba ufuna ukuhlangana noNkulunkulu.
I don't say that it's impossible for you to then get a nice motor car once you've got converted or that you are well off and that you are blessed, but that's not why we get converted and why we repent. We repent to meet with God. And God has even blessed me. There I've got a nice car that you gave me.
UDumisani wangixoxela ngalezi insuku. Kwafika umuntu oyisebenzi esivinini senkosi. Wathi kodwa nina uma nishumayela, anishumayeli ngani ngothando, nishumayela uthando.
Dumisani came to me these days and he said that a person who's in the ministry came and spoke to him and said, why do you people always, why don't you preach about love? And God's love and grace and mercy.
Bekumuntu wasemelika.
Was a man from America.
Ututumsa ngambuka ngambuka ngathi uthini uma uthi uthando uthando lunjani okhuluma ngalo.
And Dumisani said he looked at this man and he was at a loss really what to say, and he said, now what kind of love are you speaking about?
Wathi kuthiwa uNkulunkulu walithandizwe kangaka waze wanikela ngendodana yakhe. Sikhuluma ngalolu thando olwanikela indodana ukuthi abethelwe emtini ngenxa yezono. Sishumayela uthando lwangempela ukuthi uphenduke ezonweni ungabhubhi uthole ukusindiswa. Awungenhlanhla lomuntu wathi, hawu kuyasa kimi. Kusho ukuthi bengesilona ikholwa langempela, bengilandela nje.
And Dumisani said, what kind of love are you talking about? Because we preach about the love of God that was revealed in His Son, Jesus Christ, as God's word says, that whoever should believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life, would be saved from his sin, and would be redeemed. That's the kind of love that we speak about, and therefore we urge people to get converted, to repent from their sin. And then fortunately this man said, oh, now it dawns on me. I didn't understand and I wasn't a true child of God. I was just following after the others. Now I realize what this love is all about. Amongst the servants of God, there is no servant that I know about, that I've heard of, that had to suffer as much as Paul did. He really had to suffer, and one can understand that Jesus said to him, I'll show him how much he must suffer for my name.
Uyazi phela uJesu lapho ebethelwa washaywa ngekati induku ezingamashumi amathathu nesikhombisa.
You know that when Jesus was flogged, he was flogged with a cat of 9 tails 39 times.
Kusho ukuthi bebethatha induku babophe intambo bese ngakugcineni bathatha ithambo elifile noma isipikili esidala buthathe insimbi bayibophele ikho kuthiwa ikati kunenzipho uma ushaya umuntu uthi bese uyilimi inyama yakhe kuthiwa uma umuntu ebhaxabulwa kanye ikati ezo 39 emhlane uma uqhamuka emuva umbone ububona amaphaphu ephefumula umhlanu njenge sefo.
The instrument which they used, that cat of nine tails, it had so many strands on it, and on those strands they were tied to it pieces of rusted nails and bones and all sharp instruments so that it would cut into the flesh and rip it out. And if a person had been beaten 39 times and scourged in that manner, they say if you'd come from the back, you'd see how that person's back was plowed, where you could see the lungs from the back. As the person's back was perforated, you could see him breathing from the back and the lungs.
Uthike ngekati ngashaywa ikhathe ezine angazi umhlane wakhe ukuthi ubusunhloboni kusho ukuthi amanxeba odwa emhlane.
And with Paul, he had to experience that four times. So I don't know what his back looked like. You could can imagine the mangled flesh that there was, the scars. It must have been deformed.
Umzimba wakhe ngisho ubuso bakhe bese kukubi enamanxeba yonke indawo ngoba ubekhandwa nangamatshe baze bayishiya inqwaba yamatshe kuye bethu sefile. Kodwa emva kwalokho wavuka njengekati elingafi wangena edilobheni washumayela. Nanka madoda evangeli. Nanka madoda amaqhawe asezulwini. UJesu engenamahloni ngawo.
And his face was broken and scarred because he was stoned. And one time they left him there for dead under a heap of stones. But like a cat that doesn't die, he got up from there, he walked into the city, and he preached the gospel. There are the men of God.
The heroes. Kodwa uthi ngithi izinhlupheko zesikhathi samanje asinakulinganiselwa nenkazimulo ezakwambulwa kithina.
Those are the heroes of God. But he could say that I consider and I say that our present sufferings are not even worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
Kusho Paulo, noma ehlupheka kangaka, eboshwa iminyaka ejele, ehlushwa, ekhandwa kaningi, simbona la ethi hey, lokhu kuhlupheka kwesikhashanyana kwalelizwe asinakuqhathanisa nenkazimulo leyo esombulelwa yona esiyophiwa yona ezulwini.
Here is this very same Paul who had been stoned many times, who had to suffer, who was thrown into jail, who experienced so much torture and suffering, and he said, all of that suffering is but temporary, and these present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us.
Ubengahlela emgodini enobuso obude obdabukile ethe ngafa ngahlushwa ngaphathwa kabi uyayishwiba alshi umhlaba ngomoya wakhe angena ezulwini abona inkazimulo yakhona nomvuzo wasezulwini.
He wasn't down in the dumps and depressed. And an Afrikaans will say, Dick back of Dick Moon. He wasn't like that and say, oh, I had to suffer and endure so much pain and anguish. No, he was transported from this world into heaven to experience the glory of God in heaven.
Ati lokhu kuhlupheka okwesikhashanyana nje isikhashanyana nje kodwa le intokozo yaphakade.
He said, oh, this suffering is but for a short while, but their joy will be eternal.
Uyabona le ndaba isikhumbuza uMose.
This reminds one of Moses.
UMose ubesebizwa ukuthi indodana yenkosazana.
Moses was called the son of the princess.
Kafaro.
The Pharaoh's daughter.
Nizwile kuthiwa uprincess. Yena ube baziwe njengo prince.
As he was the son of the princess, he was known as a prince.
Angazi ukuthi uyena inobezohlala esihlalweni sika Pharaoh.
I don't know whether he would have taken over the throne from Pharaoh and be the next Pharaoh.
Kodwa uprincess lo wamthumela esikoleni esiphambile eGibhithe. Waqeqeshwa wafundiswa kukho konke ukuhlakanipha kwaseGibhithe.
Whether he would have succeeded Pharaoh, but his so-called mother sent him to the best school there, and he was taught in all the wisdom of Egypt.
Kodwa noma esesikhundleni esiphakeme kangaka, kangaka, edekelwe itafula, le yentokozo, ayini yaseThekwini ayilutho, noma yaseGauteng yini leyo, nothing. Uma uzoyiqhathanisa netafula eladekwa ebukhosini kaFaro eGibhithe.
But even though he had that high position and all that those possibilities in front of him and the tables were laid before him with all the delicacies, all the pleasures of Egypt, that which is of Durban or Johannesburg is nothing in comparison to that which he had in front of him.
Bese kuthiwa wakhetha ukuhlupheka negqila zikaNkulunkulu.
But then it says, instead of those pleasures of Egypt, he chose to suffer with God's people, with the slaves.
Ubusise umuntu othubizwe inkosi bizelwe emsebenzini uma ethi ngibizelwe kuhluphekeni engasho ukuthi ngibizelwe endaweni ephakemeyo uzokhathala lowo.
Blessed the one who is called by the Lord, who says, I have been called to share in his suffering, rather than saying, I have been called to exalted place. That person won't last very long.
Angazi ke kuwe nali tafula lentokozo yesikhashanyana yasezweni. Nali tafula lokuhlupheka nabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Ukhetha kuphi wena njengoba uhleli la umi uyimisele ngakuphi?
Now I don't know about you. Here are these two tables in front of you from which you can choose. On the one hand, the table laid with all the pleasures of this world. And on the other hand, there is that table of suffering, suffering with God's people. What do you choose?
Ubusisiwe. Ofana no Paul. Ofana no Mose. Athi ngikhetha ukuhlupheka.
Blessed the one who will be like Paul or like Moses, who says, I choose to suffer.
Ube ingoma uPauli. Ngo ekungomeni kwakhe, ube ingoma ngokuhlupheka kwakhe.
Paul boasted in his weaknesses and in his sufferings.
Ethi bangabapostoli, mina kakhulu, besabale, abalukuhlushekwa, ukuhlupheka kwakhe.
He said, are these others apostles? I am even more. And then he would count all his sufferings and mention how many times he had to suffer. Tell me, what do you choose?
Omunye ubona umunye hamba ngemoto enkulu. Yena uhamba ngencane uyafumona uvuka ukhonona kuvuna ukkhala yena uhlele endlini nje kodwa mina ngihlele edokodeni emjondolweni ongakho.
A person might be seeing another one driving in a big smart motor car while he's just driving in a small car. Or maybe he sees somebody else living in a smart house and he says, well, I've got to live in a little shack of a house. And then he dies of jealousy.
Wena ukhetha kuphi? Ngingakaqhubekeli phambili. Ukhetha kuphi?
Now before I even continue, what do you choose?
Now uma ushumayela ushumayela kuphi?
And when you preach, which gospel do you preach?
Ake sithi ke sikhulume ngokuhlupheka. Ka Paul ngasekugcineni ngenkazimulo esoyithola. Soyithola yona. Soyithola. Okhulu siyokuthola. Kodwa kuqala ngokuhlupheka.
On the one hand, there is that suffering of which Paul spoke and that he had to endure. But on the other hand, he also speaks about that glory that awaits us. And that glory is there. It awaits us, which we will experience. But it starts with suffering.
Umuntu obusisekile akaqale busisekile uqala ehluphekile.
A person who is blessed doesn't start off just being blessed. That person first has to endure a lot of suffering.
Qala uhlupheke isigcino uzobusiswa.
You begin by suffering and in the end you are blessed.
Ngiyakhumbula ngisaqala ukushumayela ivangeli. Angifisanga okuningi, ngafisa nje ngathi Nkosi uma ngathola ibhayisikili ngihambe ngalo, ngihambele imizi yabantu, ngibatshele ngoJesu kunelisiwe.
I remember when I started off preaching, I didn't want much. I just asked the Lord for a bicycle that I'd be able to ride this bicycle, go to the people's huts and preach the gospel to them.
Noma sengishumayela, ngikhumbula ngisemnambithi. Ngiphumeli endlini ngelinye ilanga umakhelwane ngale kwesitalathi ubosa inyama umoya ubuqhamuka ngale iphunga lezala wajabula usibanibani uthola inyama udla inyama bengingasayazi ngazi ukuthi inyanga engaka engaki kungangenanga iqatha elincane emlonyeni elingaphuma ngekhala.
And now, I remember when I was in Ladysmith once preaching there at the beginning of my ministry, early in my ministry, across the road, when I came out of the service, I got the whiff of somebody brying meat, having a braai. And I said, oh, that person is so fortunate that they can have meat. It was for many months that I didn't know meat at all.
Kodwa kungihluphanga ngathi kwenzela wena Jesu.
But it didn't trouble me. I said, Lord Jesus, I'm doing this for you.
Uma sithi sisho iqathe lingaphuma ngekhala, ngicabanga umfundisi uBhengu eshumayela, ethi kukhona abanye abantu bathi awukubhema akusisi isono. Wathi uma kungesisi isono ukudla kuni lokhu okudlayo bese khona lapho usuyakuhlanza futhi.
When I speak about that, I remember Reverend Bengu, who said that many people say smoking is not a sin, but they said it's like food that you just take into you. And he said, well, what kind of food is there that you eat and immediately after that you just vomit it out again?
UNicholas Bengu, Bab Nicholas Bengu.
That was Reverend Nicholas Bengu.
What in oma edli nyama ayidlayidle? Bese khona ubona iqatha siphuma ngekhala. Lokuphuma ngekhala. Ungathi kusahamba kahle. Aninjalo ke nina nibhemayo.
He said, what would you say of a person that eats meat and then these pieces of meat come back out through his nose? You'd say, well, there's something drastically wrong with that. But he said, you that smoke, you are like that.
Kodwa kumnandi uma uthola umuntu ozayo afunwa ukusizakala asizwe kulokho kumhluphayo.
But it's wonderful when somebody comes who seeks help and to be helped with that which is troubling them.
Ekuseni kwafika omunye wesifazana omusha weza wathi awumfundisi ngikhulekele ngihlushwe uphuzo.
In the morning, a young woman came to me and said, Pastor, please pray with me because I'm troubled by a strong drink, by an alcohol addiction.
Kumnandi lokho uma ubona abantu abahluphekile beyithela beza bethi nami ngidinga umthandazo na inkinga yami.
It's wonderful when people come and when they seek help and they come to you with their problem and they say, please, I need prayer. Here is my problem.
Manje ake ngibuzeke ngekwelinye point. Ukuze umpostoli uPaul ahlupheke kangaka bekungesizathu sini?
Now, tell me, I'm going now to another point, that Paul suffered so much. For what reason? Was he guilty of stealing people's chickens? Was he guilty of hate speech? What was he guilty of that he had to suffer so much and had to be flogged many times?
Uma sifundisisa imbhalo uthi nginonembezo omuhle kuNkulunkulu nakubantu angikhumbuli sici esodwa nokodwa engakonayo ngaphandle kokuthi ngazingela ibandla.
And in the Bible we read where Paul said that he's got a good conscience towards God and towards men. There is nothing that would come to his mind where he felt that he was guilty towards anybody by wronging anybody apart from where he persecuted the church before.
Uma sithatha impilo yakhe sithola ukuthi iyakhanya ubekholwa ngempela hayi ngokuzenzisa hayi ngokufarisa.
When we study his life, we find he was a true believer. He was true in the faith. He wasn't a hypocrite. He was holy. He didn't trouble other people. There was nobody who helped other people to the extent that he did. All those that he got into contact with, bringing them the gospel and bringing them life. He brought them the word of God. He preached the gospel of repentance, where they would repent from their sin, confess their sin, and receive forgiveness. That they would be saved and become citizens of heaven. But people persecuted him. They chastised him. They tortured him. They spoke angrily against him. They beat him with sticks and threw him with stones. They threw him to jail. And then, that which I had already mentioned, being chastised with a cat of nine tails. They hunted him down, persecuting him, following after him from one town to the next. In the desert. Or wilderness. On the mountains. Hated by Jews.
By the heathen.
Those who worshipped idols.
engifuna ukugcina ngawo hayi ukuthi ngokuhlupheka ubehlushwa nabazalwane bamanga abazalwane abantu abakholwayo bengasibo abakholwe ngeqiniso.
And lastly but not leastly, by so-called Christians, by false brethren, those who were believers but not in truth, they were also persecuting him. For what period of his life did he suffer? He suffered right until the very end of his life, until his soul left his body. Until they cut off his head.
Kodwa nokho ubengafuna ukuhlukana naleli vangeli lakhe.
But besides all that, he didn't want to part from his gospel.
Ngakho engingangivezela kona engingokuthatha ngilahle lokho enginakho.
He said there's nothing that you can present to me or offer to me that I would take in place of that which I've got.
Encwadini kwabaseFilipi 3:8 uthe lokho kwakuyinzuzo kimi ngakushaya indiva ngakushaya udoti noma kuudoti lwelwane noma udoti lwabantu.
And Paul said in Philippians 3:8 that which was gained to him he considered as loss and as dung in comparison to Jesus Christ.
And in Zulu I said, whether it's the dung of animals or human beings, igonake abe kusho noma abantu bemvezela ukuthokoza kwesikhashanyana kwezono wathi lokho kudodi kimi.
He said, that is what you are offering me. When you come with all your pleasures of the world, it's just like that dung.
Obheke uJesu namhlanje intombi ezingaka ezingidayisayo. Ngona uJudas Iscariot wafuna inhlamvu ezingamashumi amathathu zegoli zesiliva. Mhlambe wena uthola lutho nje. Lutho ngesono sakho. Thola isifo nje.
And what can we say about today's girls? We're selling their bodies, selling their lives and selling the Lord Jesus for that, for those pleasures. Even Judas Iscariot got 30 pieces of silver for selling Jesus, and maybe you don't even get that much. You just get a disease.
UJesu aphikwe nguwena kanti wena ozokhipha imali thenga utshwala, wena ozohamba thengela intombi usweet. Mhlambe nawe ntombi uthengele umfana uzothatha kokwakho ukuthenge uthengizwe uthenga isihoko uthenga isono awasikho isilimo esikhulu kunawe.
And not you're not even getting 30 pieces of silver, you even take off your own money to go and buy the pleasures of this world, to pay some for some sweets for a girl or for whatever it might be. There's no greater fool than you in this world.
Ukhangwe ubukhazikhazi bomhlaba obungelutho yize ukuthi kubonakala ubona ukukhanya kwasemhlabeni ukukhanya kwasemadilobheni kodwa ubona ukuthi leyo nto imumethe kuphi awuboni cabanga isihogo ukuthi sinjani bese ucabange nokuhlupheka kuleli.
And you are drawn by the glory and the pleasure of this world, that which is in fact non-existent. There is no such glory, but it draws you and you are taken up by that. And just imagine what suffering will be yours in the year after.
UPaulu bengayisoli ngempilo yakhe. Wathi ngasekugcineni ngilwile ukholwa okuhle kokholwa ngiyazi ukuthi sengilungiselwe umqhele ngobuso bakhe ubegcwela amanxeba kube ngathi usikwa ngembazo kube ngathi usikwa ngemese ngoba uma sesimbona ezulwini siyombona esenenkazimulo kodwa lapho singambuza sithi hawu welokhuza wePaul awunasi isithombe konje ngesikhathi sakho bekungakabikhi ithombe emhlabeni usinike isithombe sikubone ukuthi ubunhloboni ngenxa yevangeli.
But Paul didn't have any regrets about the life that he lived. He said, I have fought the good fight of the faith, and now is in store for me a crown of glory. And when we see him one day in heaven, we'll see him experiencing and having received a new body with the glory of God on it. But then we'll maybe ask him and say, Paul, don't you perhaps have a picture, a photograph or something that we could see what you are like when you are on earth at your time?
UJesu sombona ngamanxeba akhe ezandleni nasenyaweni. Kodwa ngazi ukuthi uPaul sombona yini ngamanxeba akhe.
We will see Jesus and recognize him by the wounds in his hands and in his feet. But I don't know whether we'll be able to recognize Paul by his wounds.
UPaul inosila ebusuku phakathi nobusuku beboshiwe ngamaketanga ezandleni nasenyaweni. Bahuba bathathe iculo bahlabelela ngoba ubethola okukhulu ethi hey lokhu ukuhlupheka okwesikhashanyana nje nakho okukhulu esilungiselwe uNkulunkulu.
Paul and Silas, when they were in jail at midnight, they were busy singing while they were in stocks, in chains, and they were singing the praises of God, glorifying and praising God, because they said, well, what is this? These sufferings that are just for a time in comparison to the glory to be revealed to us. Now listen to what pertains to you. If we read the sermon of Jesus on the Mount, with the Beatitudes, where he said, blessed are such and such. Starting off by saying, blessed are the humble.
Babusisiwe abakhalayo bekhala ngenxa yezono zabo abaphendukayo.
Blessed are those who mourn because of their sin.
Babusisiwe abamnene.
Blessed are the meek,
abanesihawu,
those who are merciful,
abanenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo,
who have a pure heart.
Angithi abantu abanjalo, abantu abahle.
All those are good people, aren't they?
Hayi ukuthi bakhulu bona bathobekile.
They are meek, they are poor in spirit, they are not exalted and great people. And he said, blessed are you if you are like that.
Ati nibusisiwe nganizingelwa.
And then he says, blessed are you who are persecuted.
Zingelwe ngani ngoba untshontshe imvu yomuntu cha ngenxa yakhe ngenxa yokulunga.
Blessed because you are persecuted because of stealing somebody's sheep? No. But because of righteousness, because of Jesus' sake.
Lomhlaba uyinqaba qalekisiwe.
This world is cursed.
Nabaningi abantu abakulomhlaba baphansi kweqalekiso.
And the majority of the people in this world are under that curse.
Bekufanele ukuthi bathokozele abantu abahlanzekileyo, abantu abathobekile, abantu abahle, abantu abalungile, kodwa hayi akunjalo.
They ought to be happy and rejoice about people amongst them that are poor in spirit, that are meek, that are merciful, that are pure in heart, but it's not the case.
Uthi uJesu, nibusisiwe nqabe nithuka, umuntu akuthuke, akusukela akuthuke ngenhlamba uzuwa kwathukwa bese kusuke kube njani kuwe.
Jesus said, blessed are you when they insult you, when they swear at you and curse you because of his name. Have you ever experienced that? And then how do you respond?
Benqambela manga.
When people tell all sorts of lies about you.
Ethi jabulani nithokoze.
He said, rejoice.
Athi ntshekule njengethole lesibaya.
Rejoice greatly like a calf leaping as it's released from the stall.
Ngoba umvuzo wena umkhulu ezulwini.
For great is your reward in heaven.
Hayi thina sithi siyakholwa umuntu angasiphathi kahle asiqambele uma esithuka akhuluma kabi ngathi sesiyadangala sesiyaphelelwa amandla. Kanti uJesu uthi thokozani ngoba banakhela umvuzo omkhulu ezulwini.
We say we are believers, we believe in Jesus, and then people speak badly about us and to us. And when it happens, we lose hope, we become discouraged, we want to throw in the towel. But Jesus said, no, it shouldn't be like that. You ought to rejoice because those people are busy preparing a great reward for you in heaven.
UJesu uthi thokozani njabule umvuzo wenu mkhulu ezulwini ngoba kanjalo bebehlupha.
And Jesus said, rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. For in the same manner, they persecuted the prophets of God. Do you know that the Bible clearly teaches that if you believe in Jesus, people will hate you. They'll tell lies about you. And Jesus said, woe to you if all people speak good about you.
Ati maye, maye kuwe. Uthandwa abantu bonke, ufuna ukuthanda, thokozisa wonke umuntu. Awukwazi ukumela iqiniso lasezulwini. Uma umuntu esekuthuka, eqambela amanga, awu, hey.
Woe to you, if all people speak good about you. If you want to be liked by everybody and you want to please everybody, and as soon as somebody goes against you and speaks evil of you, then you melt like butter in the sun. Let's examine ourselves to see whether we have the true faith.
UJesu uthi ngezwi lakhe uma ngisathanda ukuthokozisa abantu angisiyinciku kaKristu.
Paul said, if I still want to please men, I'm not a servant of Christ.
Bavele obalake abaningi abasizo izinciku zikaKristu. Vele ukuhlupheka, vele ukuzingelwa, ukuphathwa kabi, usuphela amandla.
And many have been revealed as just that, that they are not servants of Christ, because as soon as any hardship came their way, any persecution, any suffering, they turned away from the faith.
Ngakho ke ngithi kuwe, uma uyimisele kuKristu, uphilele uKristu, ungethuki, ungaphatheki kabi, uma ubona abanye abantu, bekweyisa, bekudelela, bekuthuka, bekuhlupha.
And that's why I say to you, you who want to follow Jesus Christ, you who want to live for Him and stand for the truth, do not be surprised, do not be shocked if people come and speak badly of you, and if they tell lies about you, and if they despise you. You need to rejoice, for your reward in heaven is great.
Paul says, emhlabeni nomuse washo njalo kuningi futhi okunye ikho ngithi ke hayi ngingaqhubeki ngokuyifunda ngoba ngeke ngikhave yonke intshumayelo.
Paul said, this suffering is a greater treasure to him than the pleasure of this world for a short while. Moses said the same, and that's why I said, let me rather end there. There's so much one can say about this. If I read the rest of the portion, I wouldn't be able to cover it all.
Point lokala lelo.
That's the first point.
Uthi ngiyazi lokhu kuhlupheka kwesikhashanyana. Akufanele nokulinganiswa kuqhathaniswe nobukhulu bobuhle beyibusiso esoyithola umvuzo esizowuthola ezulwini.
Paul said, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth to be compared with the glory, with the blessings, with all that which we'll receive from Jesus Christ.
Kanti, ibusiso asiyitholi ezulwini kuphela, sithola nala.
And not only in heaven, but even right here on earth.
Kumnandi ukuhamba noNkulunkulu, akukho kufana nakho. Kumnandi ukubona ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu usahamba la emhlabeni.
It's wonderful to walk with God, to witness the greatness and the glory of God whilst you're still in this world.
La nasekugcineni kweBhayibhele isambulo 21 lisitshela ngomhlaba omusha nezulelisha.
Yet towards the end of the Bible in Revelation 21, it tells us about a new earth and a new heaven.
Lapho ubona iJerusalem elisha lehle ezulwini lehlela lapha emhlabeni.
Where it speaks about the new Jerusalem coming out of heaven down to earth.
Lihlungisiwe lihlotshisiwe njengomlobokazi ohlotshiselwe umyeni wakhe.
The holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for a husband.
Livele esihlalweni, sivele isihlalo sobukhosi.
And the throne.
Kuthiwa bheka itabenakeli likaNkulunkulu likubantu, uyakuhlala nabo, babe ngabantu bakhe, yena uNkulunkulu abe nabo. Azesule izinyembezi zonke emehlweni abo, ukufa kusaye kuba khona, nokudabuka nokukhala nobuhlungu abusaye kuba khona ngokuba okoqala kudlulile.
And John said he heard a loud voice saying from the throne, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
Why sethi kimi sekwenzekile ngingu Alpha no Omega uqala nokugcina womileyo ngiyakumphuzisa ngesihle emthonjini wamanzi okuphila onqobayo uyakulidla ifa lalezo zinto.
And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Isn't that wonderful? Is there anything better than that?
Akekho umuntu oyisiyula njengomuntu ofulathela inkosi yethu imvezela umhlane.
That's why I say there's no greater fool than the one who turns his back on our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ubona umhlaba omusha nezulu elisha.
We see the new earth and the new heaven.
Ake nimlalele uPhawu uPetro uma nifika emakhaya nithatha iBhayibhele nifunde incwadi yesibili kaPetro isahluko sesithathu.
If you go home, go and read from
Second Peter chapter 3 from around verse 10.
Just remember that. That's Peter. It's the second book. It's chapter 3 and the verses 1 and 0, 10.
Uthu Jesu zobuya njengesela.
He says that the Lord will return like a thief.
Uma esebuya kuyodilika isibhakabhaka kushe inkanyezi kushe ilanga kushe umhlaba ngoba konke lokhu kuqalekisiwe.
He said the heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it, because it's all cursed. This earth is cursed. It was cursed that day when Adam and Eve fell into sin. This earth is cursed because people drink their beer and their alcohol, and then they go and urinate it into this earth and they vomit it onto the earth. People stab each other with daggers, with knives. The blood flows and the earth has to soak up all that blood that is shed. It will be a tremendous sight when everything goes up into flames with a great roar and this earth is consumed by fire. Remember how it was in the time of the flood of Noah when rain poured out of heaven. It was as if the floodgates were open and the fountains of the deep were opened. Water came from above and from the below and from below. And it filled up and the people came to the ark and they cried out and said, Noah, please open for us. We're going to drown. We're perishing. And he said, sorry, I can't. I didn't lock the door of the ark. The earth was filled with water. And after many days, then Noah let out the dove from the ark. It flew over the waters and it came back and it landed on his hand and he took it into the ark again. After some days, he did the same. And the dove could find no place to rest its feet. Everything was underwater, even the tallest gum trees. And then he let a crow out. The crow went and didn't come back. Why would it come back?
Lona lathola iphathe elikhulu idile elikhulu kabi kuntanta abantu sekhumbizisu hawo wonke umuntu sekhulelwe namadoda izisu sezingaka hayi kaba kwababa lahlala hawo lahla igwababa lidlidumbu lasutha langakhumbuli khona le yikho limnyama kangaka.
The crow went out.
And
there was no reason for it to return. For as it went out and flew over the waters, it found a feast. All the corpses that were floating and that were bloated and looked like pregnant women and even the men. And it just feasted on that. There was no reason for it to return. Didn't remember home.
Teteli Juba, labuya nekabunga elihlaza. Wabona uNoah ukuthi ayabohla ke manje. Ayehla manje. Imithi siyaqhuma manje. Hlala insukwana, wayesephuma. Wayesephuma. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wabona kugcwela idumbe emhlabeni. Ah, wayisola uNkulunkulu wathi keke ngiphinde ngibhubhise umhlaba ngamanzi ngosamcholo.
And then
kodwa uzowubhubhisa ngomlilo ngenxa yezono zabantu. Bukani ukuthi kunjani namhlanje emhlabeni. Bukana manga akhulunywa asakazwa nangomsakazo nange TV ungcolile umhlaba. Ngisho noma ukhuluma uyazi ukuthi alikhiso izwi elodwa elahlekayo nokuhleba kwakho namangakho konke khona emoyeni alikho igama elilahlekile likhona emoyeni njengeradio lisuke libambe okusemoyeni amagagasi likhona igagasi lamazwi akho qaphelisisa limi lwakho ukuthi luthini ngoba kuze kubuye uJesu amazwi akho azoba khona.
And so he let out the dove, it came back with a green leaf, and by that Noah saw that the water was succeeding and going down. And when God saw all the bodies and all those that had died, he had remorse, and he said, I'm never going to destroy the earth again with water, but by fire. Just look at the earth today. Just see how corrupt it is and how much lies are spoken and even broadcasted over radio and over TV. Do you realize that every word that you speak is stored up? It's like these waves that we find and even where people record things. Every word that you have spoken is recorded and you'll have to give an account of every idle word that you've spoken.
Zonke inkulumo zakho namanga akho akhona yantata emoyeni.
This earth is cursed, even the very air is cursed, because the air contains all that which you have said and spoken, all your lies, all your filthy talk. It's all stored up in the air.
Akangicabangeki ukuthi kuyoba ibhayisikopu elikhulu kangakanani uma sokubhidlika isibhakabhaka sonke kushe konke ukuthi uphakamise amehlo bona umlilo nje la emhlabeni kuyasha kusha konke kuyobanjani kodwa thina esisenkosini sobona ubukhosi benkosi kodwa besihogo bayokusha sokuyoqala ke ichibi lomlilo lapho uyokusha khona ingunaphakade.
Just imagine what a terrific sight it will be when the heavens disappear with a roar, when all the elements are burnt up, destroyed by fire. Just imagine what it will be like. But we who are in the Lord, we will see His glory and we will experience that. But those who are of hell and of Satan, how they will suffer and perish in the lake of fire.
And if we think about it, the Bible says, what kind of people should we be? What kind of people should we be like in the face of such things that are going to happen? And it can happen any time.
Will you be with those who are blessed, who are with the Lord, or those that are cursed?
Kuyoshaka umhlaba, izulu, kanyezi, kuzosha bese uNkulunkulu adala umhlaba omusha, izulu elisha, kwehla iJerusalema elisha. Ababe mkhonza uNkulunkulu behlupheka ngenxa yalakhe, ngenxa yegama lakhe kuthiwa bazokhanya njengokukhanya kwelanga liphuma kusa. Cabanga ukuthi kuyoba njani. Cabanga nawe uzokhanya njengelanga livela
The old earth will be destroyed. And after that has happened, then God will reveal a new earth and a new heaven. And it will come down like the new Jerusalem. And those who are righteous, those who have been saved and redeemed, they will shine like the sun in its glory. Oh, just imagine what that will be like. Will you be amongst them? And so much so that the men of God make songs and write songs like Luther and said, take my wife, take my children, take everything, my house, all my possessions, but leave me with Jesus. And then I'm a winner. I've got the victory. And is that the same language that you speak as well? Do you rejoice over that day? Or will you burn like the furnace? Will your deeds burn, your thoughts, everything that you do? If that's the case, then you will burn as well, together with it, unless you repent. Now the time has run out. I spoke at length about the suffering, about the glory. I spoke briefly about that. But what do you choose between that?
Unkulunkulu asilungisele lokho okungabonwanga ihlo.
Where God has prepared for us that which no eye has seen.
Inkazimulo akulungisele yona.
Hayi, wena unamathele masokeni efebeni. Ezonweni uzoba yini na uzokhanya njengelanga ngeke uzolahlwa ebumnyameni.
That glory of God that He has prepared for us, but you cling to the sin of this world, to the dirt and the filth of this world, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever other sin there might be in your life, are you going to shine like the sun? Never.
Ngithi kuwe khetha kahle ngibeka izinto embili phambi kwakho ukuhlupheka kenxa yevangeli ibusiso zasezulwini uma sathembeka kuye kuze kupheleni ukhetha kuphi.
Now I ask you to choose properly and choose wisely. I've put these two choices before you. On the one hand, there is the suffering for the gospel, which goes together with the blessing and the glory of God. And on the other hand, there is the pleasures of the sin of this world with the suffering hereafter. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, for taking these truths and placing them clearly before our eyes. Pleasure for a short while, or pleasure for all eternity, joy for all eternity.
Ukuhlupheka isikhashanyana nje, kodwa emva kwalokho ukubusa ingunaphakade sibe njengamakhosi sikhanye njengelanga.
Suffering for a short while, and thereafter reigning together with you for all eternity.
amagama ethu bese ke ubhale nokuthi lo nalo ukhetha kuphi.
Lord, won't you record each one's choice here today, each one's name, and then what they have chosen and decided.
Amen.
Amen.